A university in Atlanta is being sued by a former employee who claims she witnessed racial discrimination and was punished for reporting it. A former manager at Emory University Law School says she faced retaliatory and racial discrimination. The school says the charges are false. From Atlanta, Joshua Leves reports.
Barbara Whitner worked as a human resources manager at Emory Law School starting in 2002. She says that in 2004, her boss asked her to fire a man at the school's copy shop, saying he had told her to shut up and verbally attacked and embarrassed her. Attorney Brandon Hornsby represents Whitner.
My client did fire that employee, but subsequently investigated the matter and learned that her supervisor's story was not credible. In fact, she had believed that her supervisor had encouraged her to fire this black employee because of this employee's race.
Whitner is black as well. In a lawsuit filed last month, she says three witnesses told her the opposite had happened, that the supervisor had shouted at the copy center employee. She says these witnesses happened to be black. Attorney Hornsby says Whitner told her boss what the witnesses said and that this was the boss's response.
She described the discrepancy as a cultural distinction. Obviously, that indicated to my client that there was implied race discrimination there, and she brought that to the attention of her supervisors.
Whitner says she also complained that her boss asked her to fire several other African Americans. She says after she spoke up, her work environment became hostile, and her boss accused her of being incompetent. She says she developed health problems, including depression, and took a leave of absence. Ultimately, she quit. A 2004 memo from her doctor recommends she leave Emory, saying her experience was, quote, very traumatic. Emory says Whitner's story is full of falsehoods.
We've thoroughly investigated the issues raised in the lawsuit, and the complaint is totally without merit.
That's Jim Hughes, Emory Law School's Associate Dean for Academic Affairs, reading from the school's official statement. In its court papers, Emory says Whitner was never asked to fire the copy center employee, and his replacement was another African American. The school says the supervisor didn't tell Whitner to fire anyone and didn't have the authority to simply fire whoever she wanted. Emory says Whitner voluntarily left for her own personal benefit. Emory calls the lawsuit malicious. Again, the school's statement.
Emory takes all reported claims of discrimination very seriously. We have a timely and comprehensive process in place to ensure fair resolution for all employees.
The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission investigated this case last year. It issued a written determination saying evidence established a reasonable belief that it is more likely than not that Whitner was subjected to racial and retaliatory discrimination. Attorney Hornsby.
The federal government has come and made a decision that there is reasonable cause to believe that Emory discriminated in this case. And that's a very significant finding because the EEOC only finds reasonable cause in approximately 5% of its cases each year.
That statistic is accurate, according to the EEOC, but Emory casts the investigation in a different light.
We're frankly puzzled by the EEOC's finding. The EEOC did not visit the law school. The EEOC did not interview a single Emory employee other than Ms. Whitner. We urged the EEOC to interview Emory employees. We offered our full cooperation, but the EEOC refused our invitation. The EEOC's decision was fundamentally flawed.
It's unclear who was interviewed for the EEOC investigation. The commission says it cannot speak publicly about the case. When asked how investigations work in general, a spokesman said each case is different. Emory wants this case dropped, saying it has no legal merit. Barbara Whitner's attorney says she is willing to settle, but is also ready to fight all the way. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Leves in Atlanta.